Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Blessing of the Closet. Someone might ask, why are so many of my prayers seemingly unanswered? I think part of that answer is as long as in our worship of God we are chiefly occupied with our own thoughts and exercises, we shall not meet him who is in spirit, the unseen one. But look deeper. He who withdraws himself from all that is of the world and man and prepares to wait upon God alone, the Father will reveal himself. To say it in a different way, as a man gives up and shuts out the world and the life of the world and surrenders himself to be led by Christ, the secret of God's presence, the light of the Father's love, will rise up upon him. That is the secret of God's tabernacle within the veil, where our spirit truly comes into contact with the invisible one. So it is in the inner chamber, where we are alone with the Father, that we learn to pray. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:6, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words." Are you listening? That the Father who is in secret, in that prayer closet, is waiting for each of us, and it's a place where he will always be found. It is the blessing of the closet. But I can hear your mind racing right now. I hear the complaints of so many Christians, even pastors, that their prayer life is not what it should be or even what they want it to be. They feel weak, and in that weakness, sinful. And they are too often cold and dark. And in the center of all of this is too little or no faith or joy at all. They are discouraged, and they feel that keeps them further from their prayer closet. My dear friend, listen to your teacher. He tells you that when you go to private prayer, your first thought must be the Father who is in secret, the Father who is waiting for you there. And just because your heart is cold and prayerless, it is not about how you feel. It never has been. Run into the presence of your loving Father. Tell the Father how dark and empty you feel. It is the Father's loving heart that will bring light, encouragement, power, and comfort. Just do what Jesus says. Just shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Is it not wonderful to be able to go alone with God, the infinite God, and then to look up and say, "Abba, Father"? Jesus' own words assure us that secret prayer cannot be fruitless. Its blessing will show themselves in our life. He promises to reward you openly. These are the fruits of our prayers that are made to the Lord in secret. There is nothing else that's needed except the trial of the simplicity of faith and the confidence that our prayers will bring down God's blessing. What does the scripture say in Hebrews 11:6? "He that comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Again, it doesn't depend on my feelings or that I had an especially strong connection of worship with God in my secret place, but it depends upon the love and the power of the Father to whom I have entrusted my needs. It is imperative that you remember that. It's not about your feelings. It's not about how you feel. God's word cannot return void. And finally, here Jesus describes his number one directive. Remember your Father, that he sees and hears in secret. go there and stay there and go again. Your blessings will come. Trust him for them. Depend upon him only for them. And then in that sermon, he says another thing to confirm this faith in the Father's love. Your Father knows what things you need before you ask them, Matthew 6:8. And no, that doesn't mean that your prayers are not needed. Our prayers and our time with Father will strengthen your faith, will strengthen your obedience, will strengthen your discernment. This is not about eloquent prayers and begging the Father with the urgency of our words to compel an unwilling God to listen to us. When we rest in that secret place, when we connect the unseen God and the Spirit, the certainty of God's provision will be upon us, and we will hear these words come forth from our mouth. My Father knows what I need and what I must have, and I will trust him with what comes. And if there is some delay in that answer, he will keep us in quiet perseverance to hold on, knowing that the Father noticed that I need it. Lastly, let us remember in our prayer time, when we are in danger of being so occupied with our fervent and urgent petitions, that we do not forget that the Father knows and hears. Let us hold still and quietly say, my Father sees, my Father hears, my Father knows. Take the lessons of Jesus and learn from them. Dwell on them heavily in the inner chamber when the door is shut. Shut yourself up with God, shut away from other men, shut away from the sounds of the world, because the Father waits for you, and it is there that Jesus will teach you to pray. Here's the secret, to be alone in secret with the Father. Stay there long enough until it becomes your highest joy. That's the prize. Allow your faith to grow so that you will be assured that the Father will openly reward the secret prayer that cannot remain unblessed. That is the blessing of the closet. This is your strength day by day and at times minute by minute, that God will supply according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus himself. Philippians 4:19. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.